This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. North Korea says its latest ballistic missile test was a warning to South Korea.
The North Korean statement was carried on state media and directed at South Korean military warmongers.
The test raises fresh doubts about working-level nuclear talks that were supposed to resume shortly after last month's meeting between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. North Korea has ignored U.S. requests to restart the talks. Instead, it has repeatedly complained about South Korea's recent acquisition of U.S. F-35 fighter jets, as well as upcoming U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises. The U.S. military says Iran has test-fired a medium-range missile. The anonymous official said the missile fired Wednesday did not threaten shipping or U.S. military bases in the area. The test came as tensions in the region have heightened following recent attacks on tankers and drones. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport on Friday. The demonstrators and airport staff warned visitors of recent demonstrations that have led to injuries and also criticized police response. The protests stem from a call to end the now suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to China for trial. U.S. officials arrested 16 Marines Thursday in what appears to be a human smuggling operation in Southern California. The arrests happened at Camp Pendleton, located 79 kilometers north of San Diego. Temperature records are being broken across Europe. Hot air moving from the Sahara region has caused temperatures to rise. This is VOA News. Newly appointed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reiterated his pledge to leave the European Union on October 31st, no matter what. His promise raising the likelihood that Britain could leave without a deal, as the EU has refused to reopen negotiations. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
New faces and a fresh approach. Newly installed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson conducted a brutal government reshuffle this week, purging the cabinet of rivals and rewarding loyalists and pro-Brexit politicians. In his first speech to Parliament, Johnson pledged above all to leave the EU on October 31st.
The previous Prime Minister. To do otherwise would cause a catastrophic loss of confidence in our political system.
He said the withdrawal agreement had to be renegotiated, including the removal of the so-called Irish backstop, which would keep Britain closely bound to the EU if an eventual trade deal fails to remove the need for a hard border. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Parliament rejected the withdrawal agreement negotiated by Johnson's predecessor, Theresa May, three times. The UN human rights chief is speaking out Friday about airstrikes in Syria. Michelle Bachelet says the strikes by the Syrian government and its allies on schools, hospitals, markets, and bakeries have killed at least 103 civilians in the past 10 days. The Office for the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson Rupert Colville spoke from Geneva.
At least 10 different locations, 8 in Idlib and 2 in rural Aleppo, have experienced civilian casualties as a result of airstrikes in the past 10 days alone, causing a minimum of 103 civilian deaths, including at least 26 children.
Reuters reports the government began its offensive against the rebel enclave in northwest Syria at the end of April, saying it was responding to violations of a truce. Over the past 3 months, the offensive has driven hundreds of thousands of people from their homes or temporary shelters to seek refuge near the border with Turkey and has killed hundreds of civilians, according to war monitoring groups. Reuters reports more than 100 are missing and feared dead after a wooden boat carrying about 250 migrants to Europe capsized off the coast of Libya. It's an incident that the UNHCR is calling the worst Mediterranean shipwreck of its kind this year. A Libyan Navy official said that 134 people were rescued. Ethiopia has released Israeli businessman Menashe Levy from prison. That's according to a former staffer for U.S. Representative Chris Smith, who led a congressional delegation last August that pushed the Ethiopian government to drop charges against Levy. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.